The director of the press office of the Holy See, Jesuit Father Federico Lombardi, held a briefing for journalists on Friday during which an explanation was given of the law governing the period sede vacante and the process of election of the new Bishop of Rome. The secretary of the Pontifical Commission for the Interpretation of Legislative Texts, Bishop Juan Arrieta, presented the law contained in the Apostolic Constitution Universi Dominici Gregis and the June 2007 motu proprio of Pope Benedict XVI, which made modifications to the electoral process. Essentially, as of 8 p.m. Rome time, on the 28th of February, the See of Rome shall be vacant. A professor of canon law at Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University, Father James Kahn, explained to Vatican Radio that, from that moment, the governance of the Universal Church through the organs of the Roman Curia goes into an administrative holding pattern, which lasts until the election of a new Bishop of Rome, who, by virtue of his office, shall be the universal pastor of the Church.
There's an important canonical principle with respect to any sede vacante, and it goes like this. It's a very short Latin principle, sede vacante nihil innovator. So there's to be no innovation during a vacancy of any see. That principle would hold, and the College of Cardinals, all of them, would be the administrator, if you will, of the Apostolic See in its vacancy.
The process of electing a new pope requires a 2/3 majority of voting cardinals. If, however, after 33 ballots there is no such qualified majority, the college must choose between the two candidates with the most votes. Regarding the question how soon the conclave could begin, Bishop Arrieta of Legislative Texts explained that Pope Benedict could establish a date, though he would have to do so before his resignation takes effect. Father Lombardi confirmed once again that there is a motu proprio being studied at present that could introduce some modifications that might affect the date on which the conclave could begin, though the document has yet to be signed and promulgated. I'm Chris Oltieri.